Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at NeoCon, first day of the show in Chicago, and I'm with Harlan Stone, the CEO of HMTX. Harlan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to see you, Kemp.
Good to see you. You've been busy traveling a lot, some for fun. I think you saw the Stones recently.
I did. I was in New Orleans, and I'm going this weekend as well in Cleveland when I visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and see the Stones with my wife.
Okay. And you've been over to Dolmatex Asia as well, right?
I was over in Asia, yes, for about 16 days, including the show. My brother was there for the whole show. I just was there at the beginning. It was good to be back in Asia this spring. Things are looking much more lively there.
Mm-hmm. HMTX produces products now in what locations?
So we produce all through Asia in China, Vietnam, Cambodia, soon to be Thailand, as well as South Korea. We manufacture in the United States in our Pittston, Pennsylvania plant. And we are building out our Mexico plant as well. So we will have 7 locations where we'll be making LVT.
And give us an update on your digital imaging investment that you've made. And have you ramped that up yet?
When I was over there, we were looking at the implementation of our digital printing. And we are on target. We should be operational in the fall. I think everybody is doing pretty much the same thing we are, which is getting it up and running. We are optimistic about its impact and about the amount of products that we can put through that machine.
Okay. So, first day of the show here, just left Best of NeoCon Awards, and you won an award there for what product?
Yes, we won the Silver Award for Design in Hard Surface Flooring for Frankie. It is a fantastic story by Brianna Countryman, one of our newest designers. She's only 2 years in the flooring industry, and it's based on a Van Halen guitar. So she's a bit of a rock and roller, so near and dear to my heart. And this is mostly about the embossing rather than the printing. So we're trying to bring the industry to focus more on how you treat the surface, which impacts how you see the product.
Mm-hmm. You won a HIP award as well, right?
Yes. Well, we won a runner-up in 2 of our categories, as well as we also won from Metropolis Magazine an award from them too. So it's 4, and it's hard to keep track of them all, but I'm happy to say that our design is leading our company. We're back in this very strong position in terms of aggressive design leadership.
And you're a flooring company in the Mart, which is, there's a limited number now. I appreciate you continuing to support the Mart here.
Yes, we love it here. It's a great place. Flooring is moving around. Chicago's a dynamic city, and we are very happy with this space and the attention we get in it.
You're up on 11, and last year when I was here, you were showing me a non-PVC concept, which is now wall-to-wall in here. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is our SRP, which is a TPU floating floor, multi-layer click floor. So we now are launching this product, and it is performing beautifully, installs easier even than our IsoCore WPC product, and of course it has a great sustainability story as well. Also, because we're going from PVC up to TPU, that's a higher performing polymer. A lot of the other non-PVC products, I would say, are a trade equal or down. So I believe if you're going to promote sustainability, you should promote it in your best product, not promote it in a product that is similar to SPC. Mm-hmm.
So what does TPU stand for?
Thermoplastic polyurethane. Okay. So it has not been used in rigid flooring yet. We have a patent on it, and we partner with Huntsman Chemicals, and they also developed this specific polymer formulation for us.
Does this interlock or just?
Yes, this is an interlocking floor, and then we'll launch later in 2025, we'll launch a dryback version as well. Okay. And of course, we have a sheet vinyl version too.
So I've noticed some recent news from HMTX about some organization changes. Tell us about that.
So we are adding to our executive leadership team and building it out. Recently, we have hired Deba Sen as our group president. She will report directly to me, and she'll be in control of a lot of the categories so that I can spend more time on design and innovation, which I think is what drives our company. But I think this will add efficiency. This will add expertise. And Deba comes from 3M, a product-oriented company, full of innovation. She has great knowledge in engineering, finance, sales, marketing, and she's a real industry leader. We're delighted and really privileged to have her join our firm.
Okay. I need to remind our listeners that HMTX is a family-owned company. Your father started this company, and you're running it now, right?
Yes, me and my brother own it. I'm the CEO. My brother runs our international sales and marketing division, HMTX Global, and we have taken our father's legacy and trying to make it what it should be at its best, which is a $1 billion enterprise.
Well, Harlan, great to spend time with you. Congratulations on your awards. Again, been talking to Harlan Stone, the CEO of HMTX at Neocon, here first day of the show, and you've been listening to Kemp Har and FloorDaily.net.